like you're tucking like you're a little drag queen.
I'm just some cheap drag queen playing it straight so he can get laughs.
And then you're thinking, my hole is rubbing on my shorts.
You caught your boy rubbing up on some hot little skank, and he apologized to you by busting you a good one.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Not Well. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Jim, and I'm in a jock.
And he's in Puerto Vallarta.
Mexico. No telling what you got down there.
I am by the time this
you
comes
are,
out.
Bitch. You're on your way back soon after this comes out. Really? This comes out
truly
on Thursdays.
You'll
be home on Saturday. When are you coming home?
Sunday at 10 p.m.
Oh.
It's really late. Because I was like, I don't want to have to leave early.
Well, you don't have
you know
to. You don't have to do anything.
With customs. I don't want to do lines.
Ew.
No line.
No line, no customs. So
I got a flight at like 2:53.
In
on
the
a
afternoon.
Sunday, yeah, from fucking Mexico.
So, like the whole other side. So 3 hours.
If anything's delayed, I'm not going to make it to work Monday. But anyways.
But it'll be fine.
I didn't want to have to wake. The other flights were like 9 a.m.
I'm
not getting up
you,
at 4 a.m.
That's how New York was.
Yeah, because I would go out Saturday night and
right,
have a blast Saturday night, because that's going to be the big night. Everyone's getting
just like in New York.
Fingered.
When we, remember? We're
yeah,
leaving
like,
late now because of that.
That's why.
You have
so
to.
So I did it too, but I did this before you told me to leave. It's weird. We planned it together.
I really feel that's the way to go, though, these days. I used to be like,
back.
I need to leave early.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to sleep in.
Because you want to
plus
get back
for
home.
It.
So you're like, I got to get home.
I know.
And it's like, for what?
So you can lay on the couch and pass out, and
right.
I really enjoy it.
You're going to be
just
tired, pass out at the place you're
mm-hmm.
at.
Yep. You're going to waste actually more time.
More time.
More time. Now, we have a voicemail. So I got it today, and I was like, oh, my God. It is like not
we
that.
We haven't had a voicemail in a while.
Yeah, and I think it's the song at the beginning. Did you hear the song at the beginning? You haven't listened to the episode.
The song at the beginning? No, I was on my phone.
On our episode. Have you listened to this week's episode?
Oh, no. I looked for it on Wednesday. When do you put them out?
Thursday.
Well, that's why. I looked for it Wednesday. I was like, it's
when
not.
Do you put them out? And we're like, every Thursday. Or it was Wednesdays.
I thought it
but
was
I
Wednesday.
Made it, and now it's Thursdays.
Okay.
I just, it's easier for me.
Literally, I was like, well, I guess he's not doing it this week. So I just
no,
didn't look
so
again.
I had a new, I have a new avenue.
I have a new
song.
Oh, British rap.
And tell us what makes you not well. Here are your hot beefy gay daddies, Bobby and Jim.
Mushy 100%.
Some of that's actually incredible.
So I think the phone number though prompted
people
at the beginning, and we got a fucking goddamn phone call. It worked. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Bobby and Jim. It's Todd, who can't talk on the phone again. Actually, I am calling in the middle of your podcast, so I haven't listened to most of it. But I just wanted to say, inverted dicks are hot. I like the little turtle. I don't know why. But for anyone who like wants this liberating clothing optional feeling without getting deer ticks, I definitely recommend the clothing optional places in Key West. It's awesome.
Oh,
bye.
That's a good point.
We do need to go to Key West, but
yeah, if you're in the middle of Pennsylvania, there are deer tick and such. What's that? Saving something for later in there.
It feels like it. So, but did you hear the part about inverted dicks?
So Todd,
we want to debate.
Todd likes them.
So Todd gave us a little bit of a opener. What's it called?
Yeah.
An eye opener.
That's why I have the sunglasses on.
Literally, he's been drinking since noon.
Wow.
I don't know.
No, not noon.
You were at grandma's.
An hour ago.
You were at grandma's.
Yeah, I was at grandma's.
So
that's a good opener, because we were talking about inverted dicks after your camping trip last week.
Now, my question is,
you really do. Hey, wait, do you like them? Okay, yeah.
I don't
They're
feel like I
me.
Do. But
you mean you don't like a second belly button on someone's front? Like, it's not real. It's just a little hole.
But I think people, like Todd, really likes it. And I think
that's what
again,
I'm interested in. So he likes that trail down to the hole, like a
yeah,
crater.
He wants that crater.
Oh.
He wants to lick in that little.
Oh, and then it's like a worm in Star Wars coming out of the hole.
We make it sound like it's way worse than it probably really is, but it seems like I've never really examined, because like when you're at the gay campground, you're like.
I want to see how hard you have to push to get the dick out. Like if you really push on it.
But that's,
know?
I guess, maybe the whole thing of it.
Maybe
it's
that's
like,
why
you never
hot.
Know. You just never know what you're going to get. Until you roll it out.
I could see that. Okay.
But so it makes me,
well,
though.
Cheers to you, Todd.
But what I want to say, though, to that is that's the point I was making about the campground, though. It's like, so Todd likes the inverted dick.
So there is a crowd.
So there's somebody for everybody. You're not really weird. Your dick is not weird.
We were talking about you actually having diarrhea on the dance floor later this night.
Oh, yeah. So I
think that there are people out there who would slurp that up with a straw.
I think I got grape poisoning. And
We need to warn people.
This is a warning.
You texted me and you were like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm shitting water.
I thought it.
And then I was like, why? And you're like,
I love
Ozempic.
How I love to tell
it's
you.
It's the Ozempic. I'm like, well, that's a bad visual.
I'm blacking out on the toilet.
You were like, I think I'm peeing from my asshole.
I peed from my asshole.
Virtual pat on the back. Like, I was
like, what do you want from me?
I literally was
like, help me.
Pepto Bismol, like, upset stomach, indigestion.
I don't know. I think I just tell you everything.
Yeah, like
my asshole's leaking out gush.
I did not know.
It hit me like a ton of rocks, but here's what I just discovered today.
It took you 2 days.
2 days. This morning was my last, but it was getting, do you know how it's coming when it comes back a little bit? You're like, okay, it's still kind of coming out too easy,
but then a little chunk slips out. Like, it doesn't even hurt.
No, you're like, we're starting to back up a little bit again. Okay, girl.
There's a solid.
Because I was literally, there was no solids at all. I'm talking, if I poured this out on screen, that was coming out of my asshole. And I was like, am I peeing out of my hole?
And then you thought you were trans.
And then I was like, and then I thought, I've got to be trans at the least. I mean, I might probably be like.
Maybe you were having the sensation of what it's like before.
Or, I mean, it kind of feels good to have a little pussy then. I mean, a little drippage out of your crack hole.
First of all, nothing's going to hit the water.
Well, also.
Your balls right now. I know your balls are so low.
I never really thought of that.
Yeah, they're going to hit the water.
Well, sometimes they do in the water. Only sometimes. God. It depends on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
It depends on the toilet.
That's horrifying to me. Toilet.
That's how Courtney says it. Toilet.
Turlet.
That's
actually,
young. Or young.
They're in Springfield. Turlet. They say turlet. Yeah.
Now.
What else do they say there that's really weird? The zinc. A Z instead of an S. The zinc. Go wash your hands at the zinc. Actually, they say wash, too, instead of wash. The washing machine.
And they're just not that far away.
Nope, it's literally half an hour. You would never.
And they're like, oh, hello, welcome to wash yourself
out. Go wash yourself out.
We're like, where the goddamn fuck am I? Only 30 minutes outside.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, 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 no. So, anyway, I got grape poisoned. And I think I discovered it today because I was looking up symptoms. What happened was we recorded. So, I took my fucking edible. And after the recording, I didn't want to have ice cream. So, I wanted something healthy. So I grab a bag of grapes.
She did. This is why you never try to be healthy.
Right. This is a perfect example.
Eat a cookie. Just eat a fucking cookie.
Right. Because so then I wash the grapes in the sink and then I'm like, literally I keep going back over there and just ripping off of the vine and just shoving in my mouth. I'm talking
like the whole bag of grapes is gone.
I probably ate 70 grapes at least.
Oh, God. From a bag. Like the bag.
Yeah.
That's a lot of grapes.
No, I was ripping handfuls off and be like, oh, I can't stop is what I said. Sorry. I know it's really disgusting, but at least it was grapes. Well, no, not because now I literally couldn't eat anything. I had half a cup of rice yesterday because
you still have your eating disorder even while on Ozempic.
It was worse. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I texted my nurse and said, oh, my God, I'm shitting.
She's like, it's probably something else.
I asked her if I went up a dose and we didn't.
Because I thought it made you constipated normally.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we really
why it wasn't the Ozempic.
Like, did we even not know that? But now
because it can make people have diarrhea, but it hasn't for me. So why would it just start now? Do you know what I mean?
True.
Do you know what I mean? Now, I did read, and this is going to be a little TMI, a little graphic, a little je ne sais quoi, which we haven't said in so long. There was I'm on the internet going, oh, my God, I ate grapes. What is Ozempic?
Yeah,
what is
you're it? Like.
They said that you can have a hard shit in your hole. This is going to be a lot, okay? That there could be a shit blocking, so your body naturally creates then diarrhea and it goes around it.
Obstication. Yeah, this is real.
Something weird. And I'm like,
yeah, it's real.
And I'm like, oh my God, is that what's happening to me? I don't think so, but.
No, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Like,
so that's what you thought was happening.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God,
An intestinal blockage.
Well, because I'm usually a little bit constipated.
Yeah.
So
that's why you're such a good bottom.
Constipated. A little bit constipated. I'm not a good bottom. My asshole hurts. Everything hurts on me. My body hurts. I can't be a bottom. Sorry. I know there's a lot of fantasies out there about.
They're really topping a big boy.
Yeah.
Climb atop the polar bear.
And, you know, it depends on who you are and the situation.
Because some people can climb aboard.
High rise?
Some people can climb aboard.
Am I in my high rise at a hotel in the middle middle of New York City acting like a little batty bitch.
Batty, batty being like, boy.
Come up to floor 35.
Oh,
and I'll be
like, that's
laying,
not even high there, honey. Floor 35 is the penthouse.
Honey.
Girl. I'm talking 100 plus.
Oh, yeah. It probably is. It's really big. Okay. It took him like 4 years to build, or 5 years. For real. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm kind of freaking out,
but
actually.
I think COVID actually fucked it a little bit.
Oh, you're talking about the hotel. Okay.
Yeah. What were you talking about?
I thought you were talking about a fantasy where you have a guy who has a penthouse.
You're like really trying to follow through, and I'm really... I can't wait to play that shit back. I'm like...
You're talking about
our hotel.
The goddamn hotel. I was like, that's all you're talking about? I was like, really?
You're like, yeah, okay. You're trying to like keep creating this fantasy.
35th floor. I was like, 35 is not.
I'm like, yeah, well.
Yeah, they just built it in 4 or 5 years
ago. And I'll be spread eagle on the bed. It's like, oh my God.
I'm like, he's cheap. He'll be spread eagle on the 35th floor. I'm up on 112.
Yeah.
I'm literally like,
you're like, oh, the hotel. I'm like, yeah. And you're like, I thought you were talking about the mistress you were going to marry.
Yeah, no, literally like the guy that has a penthouse that invites us back up because we deserve that.
Right.
We're hot.
We deserve it.
Your fantasies involve a hotel. Mine involve the penthouse.
Right. Literally.
Right on Billionaire's Row.
I'm like,
I'm talking about looking over Central Park. Okay. I want to see the view. Sorry.
And I love when you drink wine, by the way.
I know.
You get a little sassy, you get a little silly, you get a little... You know,
wine,
it's
really?
The grapes.
It's the grape. Is that what we just fucking learned?
Right.
You get diarrhea,
it's a full circle.
I get sassy.
You get sassy, I get a whole problem. And it's gone. And
I have
hopefully
a whole problem, too.
You haven't discussed.
Well, I just feel... It's just... No, not hemorrhoids, really, but like...
It just feels different.
Feels different.
It does. It's old.
It really,
when you get older, your whole just
have you
feel
ever
same.
Just thought like I need to just look at it real quick
no,
to see if
I don't,
it's abnormal.
I always yeah, and I'm always actually pleasantly surprised. I'm like, oh.
Some days I'm really not pleasantly surprised. Some days there's two dark areas where I'm like, is that a hole?
Now my
it's just the dark
it's
skin.
I hate.
I know this
that.
Dark skin phenomenon.
It's
we
crazy.
Gotta get bleached.
I don't
can't
like
do it.
It. I don't.
It looks like a little
triangle shit.
Of dark.
It's shit.
It's a lifetime of shit.
It's a lifetime of shits. Just literally every. It's,
do we have a phobia of dark holes? Because I remember that one picture I showed you. I was like, this guy's hot, except. And I showed you this
well,
dark tan trail from the lower back
why
all
do I not,
the way down to the like ball sack. And it's like, why is there a darkness there?
I want to say to everybody out there, though, as I was listening to this last episode, I'm talking about it right here. We're actually pretty normal guys, and we really wouldn't care about that. Just saying.
Yeah, show us your role.
We're speaking truth here, but also we do like to kind of push the boundaries of truth. So if you're all offended because we don't your poopy butthole, we don't want you to really be upset about it is what I'm trying to say.
No,
we're kind of just fucking around.
If I saw you in the sling,
I would be like,
"Ew, the eagle."
I'd
I'm not
you.
Gonna say "ew."
We'd
yeah.
probably fuck you. We'd probably
or
think you're hot.
I'd probably eat it.
You'd probably
just to see what the flavor is.
See what that
beef sukiyaki.
Well, and honestly, I can't imagine older guys' ass. No,
no,
I just can't do it.
Oh, that's a different.
Yeah, we're entering that era. I'm the older guy asshole, right? So I'm like, oh, these boys want to fuck me at the club. No.
They turn the corner, see that hole, and they're like,
they
oh, he's over 40.
They literally run
they're like,
from
oh,
there.
No, there's
oh,
that
shit.
Triangle of
and
death.
There's that scar there.
There's
yeah,
the
no.
shit triangle and the pilonidal scar.
Yeah, the pilonidal scar. It's there. It's real. It's
we're not. Oh, my God. We are the old people.
I know. I can't wait to go out in a little bit. We're going to be like, hey. And they're like, no, no.
Put your clothes back on.
You're like.
No, you get up to the front to clothes check, and they're like, no, no. We No,
no
we're not going to do that. Gonna do. We don't want to expose the boys.
Literally.
So, I have some things.
Oh, I have so many things.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, yeah. Go ahead. You go to yours, though. I'm saying we both can.
Every week, I have to get outshine.
We can collaborate.
Or is it outshone?
Outshine bars. Those are my favorite.
I had a lime one last night.
I did, too.
Okay.
After mashed potatoes.
Actually, this is perfect timing.
Actually.
No, this is crazy weird.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Does your thumb ever get tired holding the outshine bars? I fucking... I'm telling you, bitch.
I cannot.
We just talked about it. That's my top line. That was my top line. Now, let me show you the text. Like, you're not going to believe me. Look. Does your thumb ever get tired holding the outshine bars? I'm sorry.
Does your thumb get tired?
Yes.
You might have a weak.
I'm holding,
surprised, though, because you're a gamer.
Like this, and I'm like, oh. And then it's like, it doesn't go down quickly for me, so I have to chew. I have to bite it. I bite my Outshine bars.
Well, I have to do.
You don't bite yours. You're
no,
slurping
but sometimes
on
at
them.
The end, I'm like,
you're like,
oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh. I will look over at the couch and I'm like, he's really going to town. Matt said that too one day. He was like, he's really going to town on that. I'm like, he's deep throating the Outshine bars.
Literally
I
was
bite
just
these. I'm like,
ow, ow. Ew, I don't. Okay, first of
I'm
all,
taking off
I don't
chunks.
Bite ice.
I'm worried about drips. I'm worried about chunks falling
That's
off.
That's why you gotta suck it. That's why you're. It's more like a.
See that
yeah.
to me.
So,
I can't, but
anybody
my gums.
Wants...
So I don't do that, so they last longer than yours. you yours you disappear your, like that. You your I don't bite really. And it gets hard holding it.
I don't know why.
And then if I do that, I switch to the other side, but then that's my weak hand. So the left hand, the left
that's
thumb's
actually
kind of
concerning. I feel like you might need to go see a specialist for that because I really.
I did wonder. I was like, is it a neurologic
yeah,
disorder?
Yeah, it's probably
the ALS.
It's my biggest. Well, one
would you do the ice bucket challenge if I got ALS? That's a question for you, honey, and I know the answer. And I,
wow.
I know
oh
you
my
wouldn't.
God.
You wouldn't fucking do it. You wouldn't. You'd be like, he's dead already. It doesn't matter.
Can he even
move? Feel it? Yeah.
It's not funny.
Oh,
we're very
wait,
serious.
I forgot about that. Don't get on the. Oh my God,
I'm not,
Terry.
We're
you
not going to death,
you would have
no.
saved Terry Schiavo.
Oh, Terry.
You would have been down in Florida protesting. Keep her alive.
She needs to live. Freedom of choice.
They're starving her. They turned off her food.
They're like, she saw the balloon. And she
That's
did.
That's you.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't know it. What if it is like you're just high the whole time?
What if you are? What if you're the best high of your life? You're tripping balls. You don't even know that
you're
like,
just hearing stupid
what
things.
What if you're in
like,
a full
this fucking nurse's back? God damn
no,
it.
No, I wonder.
I'm going to have to listen to her fart.
Can you imagine if in that state you're in a trippy world like Alice in Wonderland, even though I've yes. never really seen that movie, by the way, admitting something.
We should watch that. It's good, but just scary, kind of weird. Mm. It's not good.
Really?
It's trippy.
Okay, maybe I need
Actually,
drugs.
Yeah, we got to watch
you
that.
You can chug a little wine. You can chug your grapes.
Right now?
No, I'm saying oh. before the show.
Oh, yeah, I'll chug a little watch wine. It. I was like, damn, he really wants me
no,
to chug.
No, but what if you're laying there
Is
like,
this hazing?
What if you're in a full trip and you don't even know that you're in the hospital and you're living this other life in your head?
Yeah.
In your subconscious. You're living a whole other life and you don't really realize it.
And when you wake up, you lose all of it.
And then you're like, then you wake up again and there's another.
Man, how high are you right now? What?
That's what I sometimes think.
About how many levels of simulation you're in?
Yeah, I think I'm going to wake up one day and it's going to be, I'm going to be like, oh, that was a fun game. And then I'm
well,
going to remember.
Well, then you definitely
though.
Don't even Never. Have to be worried about death.
Right.
Because you're just going back to
this
the
This is basically
other life.
Me creating a new religion just to make everybody feel better.
Yeah, you're like, I'm afraid of death, so what would be good if I died? Well, if I just had another life to go into and wake up to.
Oh, my God.
That's
just,
you.
Okay, I'm
you
too high for this
up.
Conversation. I am too high.
You
oh, my God. I just
like,
literally got so much anxiety.
That's why. Wait. I just cracked it. That's why you like simulation theory.
Well, yeah, because it's giving me more hope than Jesus.
You're afraid of death, but you're like, well, if it's all simulation, then I'll wake up in that world.
Right, it's me. It's the denial of
it's
death.
It's because of the death. I just realized that.
But the death.
I thought it was a separate thing. I didn't even connect them.
Oh, it's fully
now.
About the afterlife.
And I'm like,
and
wait.
Fully, I want to keep waking up.
Because I would do it too.
Up.
Yeah, like Inception.
Okay.
You're like, wake
yes.
up, wake
okay.
up, wake
Inception,
up.
Exactly. So they're like old
Does
men.
Does the top fall?
I don't know.
Does it stop spinning? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
I'm not either.
And those kids, but you saw their faces finally at the end, so I'm thinking. Anyway.
We got to watch it. Okay.
Yeah. What was I saying, though?
But
that?
Denial of death, yeah,
yeah
that's what
that's
your simulation thing is.
Yeah,
about.
So that's what I always want, like, to slow down time so then the next life is faster time, but I'm living in this other simulation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You
Where
keep coming out.
Down, yeah.
yeah. Or maybe I don't know. Life's weird. Okay, and don't do drugs and start talking about it because I'm freaked the fuck out right now.
I just, it's weird that I made that connection.
Well, it's weird. And then the Outshine bars and the thumb, things are connecting.
I know.
The universe. Let me read my
Did
top
I tell
line.
You? Let me tell you about this story to really freak oh. you out, maybe. I only told one other person. Matt knew, and then
oh,
I only told
fuck.
Sabrine because I'm like, this is too weird. So on Monday night before we recorded, I had a dream that we were traveling out west. Me, Matt, Penny, and then my family, because my parents just got that motor
RV.
Coach. So I was like, right. yeah, we're out. And we were hiking, and Penny's on her leash, and she got bit by a rattlesnake, a poisonous snake. And we're in the middle of nowhere. So I'm just like...
Did you suck it out of her?
There's nothing to do. I knew she was going to die.
So and you had a full-fledged...
And I woke up and was freaked out, remembered this. Okay.
I hate those.
2 days later, this guy and his husband that we met in Mexico City when I was there with Sabrine... So that's why I told Sabrine first. He posts, Well, a day and a half later, he posts that his dog got bit by a venomous snake in Costa Rica, where he lives part of the time. Do you know the other part of the time that where he lives? Denver. And my dream was clearly in the mountains outside Denver. But he was the dog. I mean, but still, the dog was in Costa Rica, so I didn't really dream that part.
No, but it's like, no, but it's weird that if you dream that and then it happened. That's why sometimes I think
a day and a half later.
I'm telling you.
And you just were talking about Outshine bars, and the first thing on my list is an out. I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you. Something's weird.
I'm telling you.
Where are the simulations?
Yeah, there's parts where you're like, you can make those connections if you see them. You have to see them. Which
they
people are
there.
Gonna be like, that means you're crazy. You're like trying to make connections. But it's like, I really feel
you really can't connect
things.
Everything.
Yes.
Like everything connects to each other.
I don't know about everything. I don't know if I can see the connection between everything yet. But I do
feel like I do, because everything in the world works off of something else. Every living thing on this earth has to rely on other living things in order to. So think about evolution.
This fucking bitch. Oh my God. Think about evolution. I'm like,
seriously,
can you think
about
what
the revolution.
You just said?
Think about the revolution.
Yeah, you're like, every living thing relies on other living.
It's
true.
It does, though. It's a working system.
It is all connected.
So, yes, everything's
back
connected.
Back to that point, though.
Right.
It is. It clearly is. I think, oh no, I've almost
gone
crazy.
Oh no, we're going deep. Oh no.
I was like, I think items.
Sip your juice, Shelby.
I literally think, I think inanimate objects might possibly be able to hold on to memories. Because there is something
like
about
that trash
certain,
can.
No, well, maybe certain items that have been worshipped, maybe people have poured energy into, like prayers, thoughts
and
dousing
prayers.
It in oil, doing all the different religious traditions across the world. There's something about those types of statues. They're just made of stone or ceramic or whatever. I think they have a power. Oops.
So because everybody's putting their energy into it.
Have you ever had a statue like that, a religious statue? Because I had a statue of Mary that was like that. That was my mom's.
And you always felt like something was not
freaky,
right.
Freaky.
Yeah, something was not right. My grandma,
in a good way, though.
Right, like in a...
Not in bad,
she's going
like,
to protect me, but it's also kind of...
Like,
can you imagine if
what's
she...
What's this?
I'm sorry. Let's just pretend right now. Like,
yeah, I'm pretending.
Let's pretend Mary gets sent back down from heaven. She's standing right in front of us right now. What the fuck? I'd be so fucking scared.
No, thanks. Yeah, I would die.
I would be...
No, if this right now, someone in a blue robe.
All of a sudden, here she is.
Out of my mind. I would be like, I'm fucked. Like, this wine has mushrooms in it or something. Like,
something's
I'm
wrong.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, send me out. I'm done. I want to end this.
But that's what I think is so crazy about things.
Also,
like,
let's check if you're really a virgin bitch. Because I know you're not.
Oh, the way I just left.
While you did this.
Yeah.
So let's see what it
also, while we're in. Did I erase all of my fucking notes? No.
Because I've almost done that, actually.
So one of them is, I'll do an interesting one first.
I'm freaked out. Okay.
This, okay.
We've been talking about freaky things, and I have some.
Well, mine's, I'm totally changing the subject, sort of.
Okay.
But, and this might have a connection somehow. I don't know how. So I'm admitting something. I'm an asshole and a horrible person. When I sometimes I'll just read what I said. I like to talk to guys on Grindr just for conversation, but when I'm out, I act like I don't see them. What the fuck is up with that?
You're one of those?
No, but I'm
not
going to
keep seeing tweets about like, don't be an asshole and act like we haven't talked.
No, I won't be an asshole, but I'm not the one that's going to come up to you. I'm just going to say it. So it seems like I'm being cunty right now when I say this, but I'm just letting you know. I'll walk into the bar though and be like,
but if someone came up to you and was like, hey, we've been talking, like,
I'm like, hey,
like, yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God, I'd be like, oh, hey, man. Yeah.
You've never done it though.
No, well,
sounds like that doesn't happen.
No, but okay, so here's the other part of it. This is the caveat. This is the part I'm going to.
This is the part you're going
to. Sometimes
they look so bad in person, you don't even fucking. I knew it.
Sometimes you do see them in person, and then you're with your other friends that don't know that you talk to this person.
And you don't want them to judge
and
you.
And then you don't want
them
to
judge like, you. You're like, you were talking to him on Grindr.
Right, so you don't want
to. I would do that too. I would be like,
be
oh,
like,
Bobby, I know you're fapping at home. Is something wet happening right now?
Wet ass pussy.
Oh, is our food here?
I think.
Yeah, it is here.
Oh my God.
What were you talking about? That wine.
Honey, the way that wine
is. Hawaiian.
The way that.
Oh,
whole,
here's the bad. Oh, yeah.
Wine. So I would judge you for sure.
Right.
I would be like, that person
but
is way below you.
Like the, but sometimes I really enjoy talking to them, and that's not even. That's no fucking lie.
That makes you sound so lonely.
But no, sometimes I'll talk to them for a while, and then I'm like, or I'll
we're
talk.
We're not compatible.
Well, and
then you find out they're uncut and you're like, we're not compatible.
I'm not actually a fan.
Girl, I know the truth.
No.
The little wizard sleeve usually, is up your alley.
Here's the other problem for me is I see people in pictures and I'm like, oh, they're kind of tall. They're like 5'6".
You got to take off
like
3 beefy, points in your mind.
A beefy rolly, like beaveroni. And I'm like, I thought you were going to be like, at least a little taller. There's a few
that is happening a lot, actually.
A lot of beefy
where I'm like, wow, these guys are really muscled. And then you see them in person. I'm like,
no,
you have a big
fat
arm because you're tiny.
Right.
Your arm is this long.
You look
so
like fucking Fifle.
Pressed. Oh,
Fifle with roids.
Somewhere out there.
I don't even know what you're singing.
Fifle goes west.
Fifle
goes. I think it's Fifle
it
goes
is,
west.
It is.
Cheers.
Cheers to Fifle.
Cheers to Fifle.
So if you hear that and you're a little
offended,
I'm
just
sorry.
Just remember, at least you saw my private.
Right. I'll send you my dick pic. I just don't know if I can.
Girl.
That's that terrible.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
Oh, well, fuck it. Fuck everyone.
You're a bad person.
Cancel me.
I wanted to talk about this. I saw a commercial from Dawn dish soap.
Oh,
and it was
no.
Like, of course. First of all, there's so many critiques. So it's one of those commercials
down.
Where there is a duck covered in oil and someone's cleaning the duck
with,
off with
like,
Dawn dish soap.
Rubber gloves and like.
What I realized is that when they put the duck in when the fake oil gets on it, they have an asterisk at the bottom in small font that's like, real oil was not used or something like that. Just to be like, don't worry, we didn't pour oil on a duck. Like, I wasn't even thinking that, but okay, thanks.
That is interesting.
Woke
but media.
Then they get to the end and they're like, Dawn rescues wildlife.
Only
or it says
sometimes.
Like, it says, Dawn, we help wildlife. How is this a commercial? I was watching, I'm like, Dawn does not help wildlife as their primary focus, right? They just make soap and sell it.
Right.
Isn't that right? Am I making it up?
It's a dish show, but dish show.
Fuck. We got to get your pasta Alfredo. But anyways, I feel it's a lie. It's disingenuous. I don't like it. You don't help wildlife.
Right,
that's
like,
not why you have a commercial.
Okay,
you're trying to sell your product. You're a
and
corporation.
Also,
you're for profit.
They donate.
So
then they can donate your money and then
yes.
get a tax break.
Exactly. Anyways.
So fuck you, corporations. Next thing I have.
Okay.
We're just going to rapid fire here. Kissing 101. Calm the fuck down with your mouth and tongue. I'm watching some people kiss and I think
yes,
to myself,
yes.
What the fuck is happening here?
I know.
Especially, and now here's another, I'm really controversial. I'm going to have to cut out so much shit.
Well, I was going to be cunty back right now, but okay.
Go ahead.
I'm actually getting really tired of some of the kissing going on. Because what I'm noticing, and I don't know if this is a trend or what, but a lot of people are afraid to use tongue.
Oh.
Fully. I'm talking they won't do it at all.
Okay, so.
And I'm sitting there like, what's this?
Okay, wait,
like,
wait. Let's talk about kissing then.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm a kissing
queen.
I've
been told I'm really good. Thank you, Hose Water Girl.
And Courtney's worst night of her life.
She said I was a really good kisser. We can call her and ask her.
We can call and ask 15 different guys right now.
Be good. I'm a really fucking good kisser. Sorry.
I don't believe you.
Okay, well, anyway, I don't really
prove it.
So I don't believe I don't believe in the tongue.
No.
Now, I do sometimes. It's a little but I'm not one of those going and like ew. They're like
my god.
So do you shove a whole tongue in your mouth?
I will suck on the other person's tongue and pull it out of their mouth. They'll do it to mine.
What about the tonsil stones?
No, we don't have I don't
tongue
have tonsils.
Stones.
I had them taken out.
Oh,
honey, this
do you have a gag reflex?
Pure. No.
Wait, you don't? Do
not,
you get
not
a...
that I know of? Bitch, I have. I do.
Bitch, I'm from Chicago.
You remember I've thrown up on a dick before?
Oh, yeah.
I obviously have a gag reflex.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't a big one. So, so I have a really strong gag reflex. Bitch.
Now.
Okay. So I like a little tongue, though, but you're just kind of like a barely at all.
Okay, so
I'm not a barely at all.
It depends on where
on
we're at.
On a scale of 0 to 10, you're probably a 3 max. I'm at like 7, 8.
The whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Even when I start out, unless I...
Ew, no, I can't do it.
You know when I fucked on the dance floor? That's how I made that happen. It was all by kissing.
Well, right.
Because
so,
I kept turning them on, and they're like, oh, no. And then we would make out again, and then I would do more of the tongue stuff.
Just,
and
I just, for me.
And then he was like, oh, now I have to get fucked. I'm like, okay. So.
So kissing 101. So for me, I like to ease into it. Like, I don't want to just automatically just start shoving tongues in each other. And then when we're getting really hot and heavy and things are really starting to go, that's when I go big time. Then I'm like really.
Well, then that is, as long as there's a crescendo.
No, it's a crescendo. I don't like the I don't like the start that way, because then I'm like, calm down.
Yeah,
like,
I don't. Kind of, yeah, it
depends
I get,
on the. It depends on the situation.
Right. Like at the bar, how far gone you are.
At the bar, usually you're on ecstasy or like whatever they take there, and.
But not you.
No, not us. But the twinks that go in there, like
they are on. Yeah.
Fuck me. It's like, oh no.
I can't do ecstasy. I'm on an antidepressant.
Yeah,
you are too.
Okay, serotonin syndrome.
No, we can't do it. Yeah.
I'm so freaked out about that, by the way.
Well, because people always want you to. I've been offered it so many times that I'm like, I sound really, like such an old fart right now, but it's
old
sad.
Fart.
It's like I kind of do want to try ecstasy.
I do too. I want to be monitored, though. That's the problem. Is I
want
to be like monitored.
I want
medically.
My blood pressure, my heart rate,
everything. My brain waves, everything.
The certain ounces of water per
oxygen
hour.
Oxygen getting
you need
to my brain.
Like,
yeah, like everything.
Oxygen.
I want to be able to, like, hydrate me while I. And then rub me, I think, because that's what you want.
No, that's what, because that's what you want.
I feel like when you're, here's what I think ecstasy does. No, I think
that's
what it is.
And you're like, yeah, rub me.
Do you, I just imagine one of the annoying druggy kids from high school being like, yeah, rub me. Like when,
rub me.
With a bad dye job, they'd use cool.
Yeah,
and you're like, girl,
it's
like
your hair
I know
shit.
You're from.
You're not emo at all.
You're not even real.
You're not even
no,
emo.
I was saying something good.
You were saying something about being on ecstasy and being at the dance floor and they're rubbing
no,
you.
No,
no.
Okay, like, so you know that moment I was talking about, not serotonin, but what's the other thing?
Dopamine.
Dopamine.
One of those. Dopamine, yeah.
It. I know it for a fact.
Oh, it's real.
Dopamine is like
you
what
were a
you
smoker.
Feel in drugs.
You were a smoker. You know what dopamine is.
Yeah, that's
every
true.
Every time you were like, oh,
not really.
Fuck. No. That is it.
I used to be like, I'm going to get cancer. I'm psycho.
But you still have the physical sensation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. But no, but have you thought about that, though? That's what ecstasy is, though. That moment when you
no,
finally get the person that you want.
Mainly, but then. Oh, the feeling like being.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when. So when you get touched, you have that feeling of like.
They love me. Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know
they
the feeling.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
the feeling.
Oh, yeah. When they're like.
When it finally
they rub
happens,
you back,
and, you're like,
and you're like, oh, they're rubbing me
you're
back.
So, oh, God. I just got chills, like, because it really makes me think of like.
It's been a while.
Well, no, you. I no. No.
Time to cut. Cut no, it now. Hasn't.
I don't know what this was.
I know. It's something. It's for the deaf people.
Now, I did learn sign language last night. Now, do you have anything else?
Yes.
Okay. We're okay. Rapid firing. Rapid
okay.
fire.
So I recently, just yesterday, went and got back waxed and ear waxed. What the fuck? I'm at that
you're
age.
Old.
I'm old.
You're an old gay.
Like, I know.
This is when no. most people let it grow out.
Girl,
let it grow.
I never felt older than when I was this 23-year-old has to stick wax in my ear.
Wow.
But then I realized that she's doing like girls' vaginas that she doesn't want to see and,
right.
and men's assholes. So I was like, the ears are not that bad. The back's yeah, like, not that bad.
You know, I.
But
I, know.
I mean, they offer manzillions. So, you know, some. Guy that should not be going in there for that is going in there to get sexual pleasure from it because he gets to be naked
dopamine.
In front of a girl.
He's on
dopamine.
Ecstasy.
No problem. Well, he's
probably.
Not, probably.
Takes ecstasy and goes
probably.
To the wax. Can you imagine that? The wax going, oh.
Oh, I would have put a hot wax on
oh,
your.
Oh, put on my pussy.
They do.
Now,
they offer,
I just, I can't.
They offer around the, they offer the whole only. They also.
But,
I just want to say, though, it hurts so bad. I would never wax my hole.
I know.
I don't know the Brazilians.
When you watch,
when a woman gets a Brazilian, I'm like, what the fuck?
First of all, those papers freak
ow!
Me out.
Ow!
I don't even think I
ow!
Have. You know what's weird? They don't really have those papers anymore. They use another piece of it and they roll it off or something. It's weird.
No, they use papers on mine. I got a big back.
That makes me feel like
really I got a lot. I have way more back hair than you have.
Yeah, I know.
Because I have a patch up here, a patch below.
Yeah, you can tell.
Pieces.
It's fine. You just you're a hairier person than I am.
Someone say manlier.
Someone. Anything to say now?
Oh.
What you're reminding me of right now is a fucking keyboard warrior, and we did talk about this last week. We were gonna bring this up, and I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of keyboard warriors. I love it how you can sit behind your goddamn computer and you bitch. I
yeah.
posted something that was kind of not that funny, but you didn't have to say anything.
No.
I wish you would quit this. And I'm like, okay, so I go to
this
page. No picture,
say,
no videos.
Girl,
so I said, at least I'm putting stuff out.
The comments on YouTube, whenever I read the comments, I'm like, something's off with these people.
They're so mad. Yeah, they're so mad off when they see us. I'm like, but you're getting high. There's an algorithm on YouTube, by the way. So
if you're getting it,
that means you've been looking for it.
You love it.
So
you fucking love it.
But that to me,
ooh,
what? Ew,
really cracking there.
She's a cracking head.
We've got pasta.
You're a crack. I know. I'm wrapping up.
I don't know if
you're being a keyboard warrior.
Sundries.
This is a short ass episode, girls.
It's not that short. It's fine.
Wait till I edit it out. It'll be like 30. Well, it's fine. Everybody can take a little less of us. Fuck them. They don't deserve
it.
I don't think
it'll hurt anything.
But anyway, don't be a keyboard warrior. I know we just went to Sundries, but I need to finish what I just said. Don't be a
Don't be
a goddamn keyboard warrior. It's annoying. It's embarrassing, especially if you have nothing to back it up. That's all I had to say. And that's not my Sundries, so get ready.
Keyboard warrior. Okay. I don't know that I shared this story.
Oh, no. It already sounds bad.
Sundry, I would say... I can't really go into it all. Okay, so I'm going to have to do a different sundry.
Wow, she literally just teased us and then said, nope, not going
to
do
it. Well, I'm like trying, I don't know. It's too much story. It's too much connection. Yeah.
This episode's been brought to you by
Connections.
Connect with your best friends or
the
your
universe
lovers.
Says hello.
Da-dun-dun.
Do you have a sundry? Because I don't, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck is a sundry about tonight?
The sundry I have.
I have a sundry.
Okay.
No, I can't say that one either. Never mind. You got to go into yours.
This is absolutely fucking batshit.
They're too real. That's the problem. They're too close
to home. My sundry would be this. And we've talked about this before slightly. But let's just say you're at your job. And you take a vacation day. But when you come back from that vacation day, the first thing your leader says to you is, we're in a real shit show right now. And I say, what do you mean? And then they say, well, it's been handled. And I'm like, okay, so is it a shit show or not?
Shit show or not?
Also,
sorry, I took a vacation
day. And so then he's like,
you can't take any days off, apparently.
Nope. I was out. I was here till 6 o'clock, and then I was dirty because I had to crawl underneath the, you know what?
Oh, well. You had vacation days.
It's like,
you
can take them do whatever everything.
You want. You should not be.
I had the worst week this week.
No company should rely on their employees to the extent that if they have to take a day off or get sick, everything falls apart. That you don't have enough employees.
Right.
That's your problem. You don't have enough
employees.
We're
all literally, oh my God.
Like, if you're that thin that you take one day off and it's a shit storm,
mm-hmm.
Fuck that place.
Well, I'm really smart, though, too.
You
so got to
retire.
It's time to retire.
No, I want
but
you to retire.
But it really is one of those things where I'm like, what in the fuck?
Yeah.
Literally.
I like that.
Sundries.
Sundries.
You have to have one.
I kind of, my sundry is jock straps.
Okay.
And I'm
Let's
sorry
talk.
Because...
It's
they don't they don't look hot on everyone, and that's kind of where
I was half a virgin when I met him,
and I'm not saying I'm the hottest. I mean, look at me,
look at him.
I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying that only certain people can wear them. I'm just saying me personally, I will put on a jock strap that I think is going to be just the most perfect thing. And the damn straps are running up into the fat on my ass to the point where you can't see the straps.
Is the thing
then,
too high on my waist or
and
not?
But then I have to pull up the part
right
here to really make those straps pull up the ass. But when I pull that up, it looks like a triangle on the sides where it's like coming down because the strap is the waistband's too high, but the straps are too low. So it pulls them down. Basically, my ass doesn't fit in it. It's not because I have a hot ass. It's just like, I think jock straps, they can't fit well except for one person. It's that perfectly sculpted ass. You have to be perfect to wear them. So I just want jock straps to be for everyone.
But they are, and that's the beauty of it. It doesn't matter
what you look like
if you have it, if it's going in your asshole or not. Like, I mean.
Well, and then this is a corollary. Cellulite. I don't want to have it. I'm tired of it. I don't want to have
it. Okay, so last week we talked about how, remember at the beginning of the show,
I have it.
Well, so do we. So do I.
So do I.
So do I.
I'm fine with it, but I don't want to see it. So I actually, maybe I should just not wear jock straps.
It sounds like you've just body shamed yourself into not wearing jock straps. For me, it's more the fact that it pushes your dick so fucking
it hurts
packed,
so bad when I sit
where I'm
down.
Like, I just
sat down and was like, ow.
And also
I'm
when
tucked.
You really think about
I'm
it,
tucked.
When you walk around with your hole out, which at our bar,
it touches
you have to
everything.
Cover your hole. But there's all this hole that's just there. Think about how gross guys are. Think about how gross you are when you're in the quiet of your own home. Think about how gross you are.
No, I'm actually not very gross.
Yeah, you are. It's all about the perception. But
you can ask Matt. I'm the not gross one.
Oh, you don't
well,
fart?
Michael's grosser than you. No, I don't even fart.
Oh, that's weird. Well, anyway.
Actually, I don't know if he's the more gross one. Well, and then there's
me.
So, yeah. Okay. He's more gross.
Yeah.
King, the crown is on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's more gross. Yeah. So
no more jock straps for you.
Basically, I'm out. I'm done with jock straps.
I actually like them.
I just want to wear like supportive shit, underwear.
I don't care about the support. I want to look hot.
I got a thong this week.
Yeah,
and it's amazing.
I love it. I don't know.
First of all, they fit great. You don't have to worry about your cheeks hanging.
Think about that strap at the end of
that strap. It actually smelled fine after I wore for a while. My crack smells good. I don't give a fuck.
With those stains?
Oh, your shit don't stink?
Oh,
no, it doesn't.
With those fucking stains?
Stains? Back rolls?
Your hole.
I don't have stain. Oh, the brown.
The brown stains.
Bitch, those aren't stains. That's just life. It's just your weather. You're a road hard and put away wet.
We all are. Look at us. We're about to go out and be like,
I did make a comment about that this week. I forget to you. I was like, oh, wandering wolf pack.
What about it?
Rode hard and put away.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He looks so bad. It's not just the mustache for me.
No.
Remember, we
I actually keep looking closer and closer.
It's ugly. It's like, is it the moles on the side?
Here's the idea.
Is it the big wart?
Here's what I'm going to leave. Here's what I'm going to leave.
SPF is your friend because you have his wrinkles in his forehead.
Let's just leave it at this.
Yeah. And then the boyfriend, too. I was like, no.
If you really look at people, okay, in person, most people are ugly as fuck. I'm talking, we all are ugly in a weird way. Even the hot ones have something fucking jacked
where
up.
It's like,
right. So we're all kind of gross. Okay. It's just,
for some, it's more prominent.
Exactly.
For some, it doesn't take as much squinty-eyed looking, like, what?
At the end of the day, we're all just disgusting, okay?
I like that.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
I'm glad that you feel you're disgusting. I don't. Ready for dinner.
No, but we are disgusting. Humans are gross.
No, we really are.
Shit.
I know. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, think about this. I was thinking about people traveling across the ocean on planes. Oof. And I'm like, you're getting into this plane for 16 hours to go to fucking Australia or 18 hours. And they're just piling food into you.
Shit.
They're like, here's your breakfast. Here's your snack. Here's your
right.
food.
It's like, wait.
Here's your dinner tray. Here's your morning snack before you land. And it's like, all of that is just turning into shit in everybody on that plane.
And everybody.
It's a plane full of people full of shit.
I would be in so
it's
much
gross.
Pain.
It's
gross. I get really bad gas pains.
18 hours.
Pains.
I get really bad gas pains. Indigestion. Upset stomach.
Diarrhea.
Gas pains.
It's true.
You're so gross.
Listen,
actually, you are the
as
gross
my
one.
Buckets were dripping out of my asshole.
Oh yeah,
it was like I was gassy, but I could not trust a fart. So it's like I was so goddamn gassy. I'm bloated, but then to go. I did not shart this
How
round.
Are you ever going to eat grapes again?
I'm never eating them again.
Full circle back.
I really don't think I'm going to eat grapes again. And that's
Full
been another episode
back.
Of Not Well. We wish Jim well. Hopefully, he's doing great in Mexico, and he's probably never going to listen to this episode. And
only it came out on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's or Thursday, because I don't feel like working this weekend.
You shouldn't.
I'm off the clock.
It's a shit storm.
God, my life is so boring. All right, well, everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Oh, bye. And guess what? He's going to have stories too, honey.
I'm going to have stories.
Oh, fuck.
Because I'm going to be a naughty little bitch.
We need to talk about the bathhouse.
Oh, I'm going to. No, I'm finding them.